We have a very good record in terms of changing the detention center. There is well-established coordination, whether we're talking about the penitentiary system, the women's section even. There's even a coordination office for the children's section. Any transfers are communicated via telephone. Just so that you are informed, we have not had any family members of persons deprived of liberty, whether their mothers, their fathers, their children, or their siblings, coming to ask about information. The coordinator is in charge of this particular task, and he informs the people beforehand, telling them that their loved one is going to be transferred. And why beforehand? It's because these transfers are preceded by logistical steps. For example, we have to look at their medical care. Every detainee has a medical file, and this medical file has to be prepared and sent to the destination detention center. So this is not something that will be done in 24 to 48 hours. Sometimes the transfer may take 7 days. And prior to this, there is coordination between the directors of each center. They are all informed from the very beginning. And during this whole process, the family is kept abreast with every change. Often it is the family members who request the change, either for the person to be closer to them or because of health situations or for different reasons, whatever the reasons may be. But just to respond very quickly, yes, we do communicate to the family members. The families know where the detainee will be transferred to, and there is direct contact. They can visit the person and they can even see the authorities and express their concerns. Thank you very much.
De seguido,
Now, one of the country rapporteurs asked us about incommunicado detention and the rights that are upheld during the incommunicado detention. The ministry from the public prosecutor's office, Mr. Castro, will be responding.
Buenos días, Rodrigo Castro, del Ministerio Público.
Hello, greetings to you all. I'm from the Department of Prosecution. It is the police who are in charge of this. That is the 6-hour detention, as we had already mentioned. Following a judicial order, the person may be held incommunicado for 10 days, and this cannot be extended, and this cannot be carried out in suspension, as the committee member asked. It cannot be postponed to another part. The relevant article of the Criminal Procedure Code says that this is not to be applied in any situation, but there are certain provisions for the incommunicado detention. Often